to the Dr. Ben Show, your guide to a healthy, holistic human body with Dr. Ben Kersenbrock, DC.
Hey, hello, howdy, and hi, however, and wherever you say peace. Thank you for listening in to the Dr. Ben Show. My name is Bruce, and I have the good fortune to be your host and the utmost honor to once again introduce you to Dr. Ben Kersenbrock.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for such a nice introduction.
Well, it is my pleasure. Full disclosure, if you're just joining us for the first time, I am a patient of Dr. Ben's and a believer in chiropractic medicine because, although it is chiropractors and chiropractors and chiropractic, I always want to say chiropractic.
Or chiropracting is another one I hear a lot.
Okay, that's our vocabulary lesson for the day. The point being, I've found a lot of relief in many ways, both mentally and physically, through my consultations with chiropractors. And Dr. Ben is one of the best, if not the best, I've had the pleasure of working with. And that's why we're here, to talk about ways Dr. Ben can help you live a healthy, holistic human body. And today we're talking about active release technique, and we'll just get right into it. I mean, it kind of explains itself.
Yeah, you would think so. Well, wait till the explanation I give, then see if it does. So active release, basically it's the gold standard in soft tissue care. What I end up seeing in my office most times are not people who have had big injuries, not someone who's just fallen off their motorcycle or got hit by a car, but it's usually the person whose onset of symptoms has been gradually increasing, and they're at to the point where now it's burning, it's tender, it's tight, and they don't know what else to do.
Now, what sort of jobs are we talking? And you're talking about like on-the-job things or even things at home, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Really anything where you've got a lot of repetitive motion. So one of the most common that I see is the person who sits at a computer desk all day, is on their keyboard. The main premise of active release is the idea of the law of repetitive motion, which basically says that the insult of your tissue comes from four things. Number one, the number of repetitions that you do, the force of each of those repetitions, the amplitude of each of those repetitions, meaning how far do you actually move your body through a certain range of motion. For example, you're clicking a mouse, that's say 1% of your total amplitude of how far you could actually move that finger.
Right.
And the relaxation time that you have. So the higher number of reps and the greater force that you have, of course, that increases the chance of insult to the tissue.
And that's kind of like if you're in weight training, you're working towards that burn.
Yeah, exactly. So with someone who's lifting weights, let's say they're doing 10 bench presses, right? The insult to the tissue is not very high because there's not a huge number of repetitions. It's not the person who sits at the computer desk all day, who types all day long, they're hurting worse at the end of the day than that person who goes and lifts like 10 reps. Even though the weight is way heavier for the weightlifter, it's that repetition that the person goes through who's sitting at the desk and the fact that they don't have any time for relaxation.
I mean, is that what some people would know as carpal tunnel syndrome?
Well, that's one of the syndromes that happens because of the law of repetitive motion. That's exactly where that comes from, exactly. Okay. And then there's de Quervain's tunnel. There's a whole bunch of those kind of like nerve entrapments that almost always come from some sort of like adhesion buildup in the tissue.
So like for someone like me who spends a lot of time sitting at a computer, unless I'm sitting at the right level, my shoulders get hunched and I'll get a pinch and right behind my right shoulder blade.
Yeah, and that's where it comes from. It's because your body is telling you, Bruce, you need to take a break. You know what I mean? For someone who works like an 8-hour shift, I mean, how many times do they realistically in a day get up and take a few minutes and walk around? Most people don't. Your muscle isn't made to be squeezed continuously for 8 hours. Of course, it's going to start hurting. And what ends up happening is the muscle squeezes. Eventually, you pick up a little bit of cellular hypoxia. Basically, you've squeezed it so tight that the blood can't flow in and flow out. So the muscle starts to create almost like a fibrosis where that area is, like a scar.
Like those little knots you may feel in your muscles sometimes?
These are even smaller than that. This is almost on a, I wouldn't say microscopic because you can feel them, but it takes a long time to develop that feel. But yeah, I suppose it could get big enough that eventually you could feel them. You know, one place that it is really easy to feel is if for people who are listening at home, you could do this as we're doing it. If you take your hand and put it right along the outside of your thigh, in between your hip and your knee, and you give it a little bit of pressure and you just slowly move from the knee toward the hip, a lot of times you can feel almost what feel like Rice Krispies in the musculature. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it's almost not ripply and not really crackly, but just kind of rough.
Right, exactly. And so that comes, those are fibrotic adhesions. So the goal of active release is to identify, you know, what motion you're doing. That really helps you figure out what muscles or fascia are affected. You find those adhesions, you take the muscle or the fascia from its shortened position and you lengthen it, and you basically stay with the grain and you work out all the fibers that aren't going the correct direction.
Now, is that akin to a deep tissue massage?
You know, they consider it the gold standard of soft tissue care, and massage is a form of soft tissue. Is a form of soft tissue, but it's a little bit different. You know, with massage, you're basically taking the entire muscle and moving along the entire thing, right? What's different about active release is that you're searching through the muscle until you find where there's that fibrotic adhesion, and you kind of anchor it still, and then you move the muscle, as opposed to in massage where the person just lays there and you're just like smearing everything around. You know what I mean?
Letting the massage therapist do all
exactly,
the work. You
exactly.
actually have to contribute.
That's the difference between active and passive, I suppose.
That's true. So you talk about, you know, everyday common office injuries that people left, you know, develop this pain. What parts of the body in particular? We already mentioned carpal tunnel in the hands, yep, and the shoulders.
Yeah, you know, probably the most common place that I see it is right below, you know, right from the ear to the tip of the shoulder. You know, a lot of people build up a lot of tension there. And I think it's because a lot of people are on computers and so their shoulders are pretty raised. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a real common spot that I see it. There's a muscle in your forearm called your pronator teres. That one, for some reason, seems to pick up a lot. That muscle's job is to take your hand from palm up and rotate it palm down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a pretty common move. I had a patient who was he worked in a junkyard. His job was to drag the pieces of junk to wherever they needed to go. And so he's always pulling on ropes and things. I mean, he looked like Popeye. He was huge in his forearms, but it was the muscle that was, it was beyond developed. It was like overly developed.
Right.
And he'd been doing it for, you know, so long and so many hours a day, the muscles never had a chance to rest and heal themselves. And they had built up this defense basically. And so we had to go in there and tear it all out. You know, another good example of it.
Now, when you say tear it all out, I mean, you're not talking physically go in. What did you do for this particular man?
Well, so, you know, it almost is tearing it out, actually. So what we did is we identified, you know, he came in saying his right hand was numb. So we went through it to try to figure out, okay, how is that happening? And we figured it out that it was a mechanical problem, that he was getting compression of the nerves right in his forearm. So we found, okay, well, what muscle usually contains both of those nerves, pronator teres? And we had a look. I talked about what his job was, and then it was all clear. So once you figure out where that muscle is, then you find the adhesions within that muscle. You start it in a shortened position. So for that, it would be palm down. You kind of hold the adhesion, and then you slowly just have him rotate his hand face up. And it literally does. It allows the healthy tissue to slide underneath it without too much trauma. But when it gets to the adhesion, because there's all these fibers that are going, you know, every which direction, only the ones that are going in the correct direction with a grain are left there. And so all of a sudden the muscle moves like it should.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there is some tearing. I mean, it's not a, that's a big, this is a big difference between massage and this, is that massage is generally relaxing. And people tell me usually that there's pain when we do active release, but it's like a therapeutic pain.
Right.
You know, it hurts, but it feels good.
I can attest to that because been through it.
That's right.
Actually, it was my hip that was causing the pain, but the treatment area was actually the thigh.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's an amazing thing. I was relating this story to you earlier today about Peyton Manning. There was an article in Sports Illustrated, I think it was the beginning of last NFL season. It's the one with J.J. Watt on the cover.
Right. It was right when Peyton Manning had been cut by the Colts and was deciding which team he was going to play for.
Yep, and they asked him, why did you choose the Colts over all these other teams? He basically said, there's a guy that the Broncos employ who does active release. He's actually the founder of active release. And he's like, I knew if I went with him post-operatively, he could work out the scar tissue that builds up from A, the surgery, and B, the repetitive motion of throwing. And he knew that it would extend his career many more years, and that would make him a heck of a lot more money, and that's good for the Mannings.
Right. Yeah, it's good for football fans in general, really. Yeah.
Everyone in Denver.
Yeah, exactly. Now, are there things that people can do before they come in to see you to kind of help or either set themselves up or help provide some relief before they get to you?
That's a good question. Part of the issue of this is that when a person develops these kind of adhesions, they generally start with weak or tight muscles. So, you know, one thing I tell everybody, full stop, is yoga is a really good thing. You know what I mean? A lot of people can heal themselves without coming to see me, without going to see anyone else, just going to a yoga class and getting stronger and getting longer. You know, those two things really help out a lot. But as for like preparing your body, there's not much you can do in advance.
If for a range of ailments, I mean, we've talked about muscles. Are there other things that you can treat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because muscles is the least entertaining thing I get to work on. You know, it's just so very cut and dry. It's my shoulder hurts, work these six muscles, bang, you're better. Okay, see you later. It's a lot more fun.
That's so boring.
I mean, that part's cool. But the best part is when someone comes in with like burning or numbness or weakness. You know, those things to me, before I understood active release, were so esoteric. I just had no idea what was going on. And, you know, it's just so much more fun to work with someone who has a numbness or a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And really, in those situations, you do very similar things. You figure out what their repetitive motion or their how they injured the tissue. And instead of looking at the muscles, a lot of times what you do is you figure out what nerve area is being adhered to. Because the nerves, they'll get those adhesions on them just like a muscle would. So, you know, that's really a lot of fun, is helping a person release the adhesions around the nerve and seeing them be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, it was tingling 5 minutes ago and now I can feel my hand. That's where it gets awesome.
And how often does this go hand in hand with manual adjustments?
You know, there's a lot of times where I will only do this on a person. You know, there are days where I'll think, you know, let me rewind. There's patients where I'll think this is not something where an adjustment would help. This is strictly a soft tissue problem. But I have colleagues who would say, once you release the tissues by adjusting the bones and allowing the information through the nerve to flow freer, you're really setting the person up for success. Frankly, I just find that there's a lot of times where the bone being out of place has nothing to do with the issue, if there's a bone out of place at all.
Okay, so you've addressed the issue. You found out it's not a bone issue, but maybe a muscle or a nerve issue, and now we're pain-free. Do we just wait until we're in pain again until we come back to see you?
Well, no, actually, that's where wellness care comes in. And that's really the beauty of chiropractic. But that's what we're going to talk about next week, is well care versus sick care.
Well, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to another episode of learning how to have a healthy, holistic human body. Until then, how about a healthy thought to leave us with?
If you have a job where you have a lot of repetitive motion, you know, spend some time in the opposite position to give yourself a chance to relax and recover and to give the muscles a break.
You've been listening to the Dr. Ben Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends. They can listen and learn more about how to live with a healthy, holistic human body at KirstenBronckChiropractic.com. The Dr. Ben Show is a production of JBO Web Productions.com.